It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. As I've been saying over the past few months, and I'm going to say it again tonight, special thank you to the wonderful listeners of this program. Nielsen Ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio, and that's all because of you, actually, the great listeners of this program, Mind Your Business, on 77 WABC. Well, as everyone knows, each week we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, financial planning, time management, customer attention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Also, a thank you to the listeners and that send me feedback either via email or when they meet me or they call. It is appreciated and definitely helps us improve our game, if we could put it like that. We open with thank yous each week. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. And the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays a very important support role for the production of this program. Srilly, Rena, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great team at 77 WABC, Alex, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, we must give special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. First of all, the monthly Take 5 column in Mishpacha magazine. Thank you to Mishpacha. In fact, just last week, they featured the column. They featured a column based on an interview that I had with Saul and Simeon Friedman about the brand new federal tax code. And in case you missed it, you may even be able to pull it up online, but certainly subscribers to Mishpacha get it right away. And we have an exciting one coming up in a week or two. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes. We have a robust channel for those that are into podcasts and a very robust YouTube channel. Again, many dozens of videos that are up there from the shows that we had on this program. And they're all available by going to, actually, the easiest way to access the wealth of content on this program is by going to mybradio.com, MYB for Mind Your Business, mybradio.com. That is the dedicated platform for this program. And you'll be able to access the interviews we had with so many of our past guests, Joanne Lublin, John Scully, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Captain Sully Sullenberger from Miracle on the Hudson, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, and so many other C-level executives and guests, celebrities, and to access their wisdom and their knowledge. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's very special guest, Kenneth M. Friedman. We'll call it Ken. It's okay even to go by Ken?
Absolutely.
Okay. Ken Friedman, he wrote the book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, a Wiley release. So this is a very serious book. It's actually a new release, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital. By the way, he's also gracious enough that there is going to be a giveaway. Anyone that texts 64600 to MYB will get one lucky listener will get an autographed copy of this book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, a practical guide for investors and the entrepreneurs that they fund. Ken Friedman wrote the book along with Leo Batterson, who is actually, they are partners at V Capital. And there's so much to cover. I don't know how we're going to cover it all in an hour, but we're going to jump right in. Ken, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me. And just a quick correction.
Sure.
My co-author, actually, his name is Leonard Batterson.
See that? Thank you.
And Len is actually a 35-year veteran of the venture capital industry.
Amazing. So, okay, thank you. And again, Len, I have that noted. And we're going to jump right in. Now, your book, which is a fantastic work, the way you break it down, which is what I really appreciated, you have part one is understanding the major players, okay? Then part two for the investor, and part three for the entrepreneur. First of all, how long have you been working until the release? Be honest. How long did it take to put out this book?
You know, we were working on the book for at least a year. It's interesting because the book really reflects our experience and cumulative knowledge. But it takes a long time to think through what the reader would benefit from, get it in a form that all works, and then work with a major publisher and satisfy their standards as well.
By the way, a year is really good. That's fast. That's really fast, actually. So it may have seemed like an eternity, but most people, you hear about their stories putting out a book, it's 5 years or who knows what. We're going to jump right in because there's so much to cover. For the benefit of our listenership, I want to start off by talking about the entrepreneur's perspective. Now, there's so many different ways of approaching this, but I'm going to jump right in. You have an entrepreneur. He has a dream. He thinks he could be a millionaire, a billionaire, whatever the case is. What advice do you suggest? And I know this is an open question, but then feel free from your experience as running V Capital and have written the book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital. What's the first step an entrepreneur should do? Sit down and start charting out his road to getting VC money.
You know, that road to VC money, the actual attempt at securing VC money, is actually after a substantial amount of effort on the entrepreneur's part in getting enough developed so that the potential is clear to the venture capital. Venture capitalists and venture capital investors. I mean, said another way, typically somebody has a dream, they have a vision, they begin to develop a new product. They typically tap the financial resources available to them short of going to a venture capital firm initially. They're using their credit cards, they're going to friends and family.
Right.
They may even get to the point where they go to what are called angel investors. And angel investors are a step short of going to venture capitalists. They tend to be individuals or groups of individuals who do this as an avocation, not a vocation. People that are very interested in the whole exercise of venture creation. And so they start with smaller dollars. So, you first start with your own credit cards, you then go to friends and family, you then go to angel investors. So, you might start with, $25,000 or $50,000. Maybe you can get to friends and family for $100,000 or $200,000. The angel investors typically will invest as a group less than $500,000. Sometimes they may go a little further, but the idea is to develop enough so that the venture capitalists and the venture capital investors can understand and respond to the opportunity. The business might or might not have any revenue generation at that point. Oftentimes they do. Typically, they are certainly going through more cash than they're generating, hence their need for money. But they're still coming to venture capitalists at a fairly early stage.
Got you. Now, in your book, you talk about the search for funds. Now, this is your answer was correct. It's the road that entrepreneurs naturally will take before they, if we could say the word in quotes, grow up and then go to that next step, which is, a serious approach regarding a venture capital. So you have in there, you write, it's very focused, it, don't spend your time just soliciting everyone. Seek out venture capital firms that are focused on your industry and also that, you know, are in your geography. Could you elaborate?
Right. Right. You know, the idea here and the metaphor that we used is don't think about panning for gold, which is an awfully random type of search. Think about drilling for oil and how geologists will study and know where they're most likely to turn up something. So we offer the same advice for entrepreneurs, which is think about the geography that you're in. And the reason for that, there are a couple of reasons. Number one, venture capitalists tend to be busy people working on multiple different ventures. And so if it's close to where they are, if it's easy to get to them and easy for them to get to you, that it just gives you a big leg up versus, you know, dealing with a venture capital firm that's on the other side of the country. You want to go to somebody who is interested in your industry. Because of their involvement in your industry, they're likely to know more, better understand and better appreciate the merits of your venture, better able to help to bring resources to the venture because they're familiar with the appropriate resources for that industry, better able to offer counsel and help to add value to the venture. Finally, you want to go to a venture capital firm that deals extensively with the stage that your venture is at. Typically, I would expect that the people reading our book are people who do not have venture capital experience, and therefore they are at an early stage. So they want to come to a look for firms that deal with early stage investments. You know, the biggest venture capital firms you read about or hear about will put most of their money into later stages of ventures. So, you know, you don't want to spend a lot of time looking at those firms because it's unlikely they're going to be interested in you at that stage.
My guest this evening is none other than Ken Friedman. He wrote the book along with Leon Batterson, a 35-year veteran in the world of venture capitals, capital investments. They together are partners at V Capital, and they wrote the book Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, a practical guide for investors and the entrepreneurs they find. Well, they're being gracious enough. There is going to be one. Our giveaway this week is one book, a signed autographed hardcover copy of this book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital. All you have to do is text MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win the book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400 800-320-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Tzaflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Ken Freeman. He, along with Len Batterson, they co-authored the book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital. It's that straight. It's that simple. And the book is an easy read. It's clear. And he actually broke it up in a very logical way. Part one is understanding the major players. Part two is for the investor, a guide to realizing big returns. And part three is for the entrepreneur, a guide to the money search and all that follows. They're being very gracious. One lucky listener is going to win a copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy of this new book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, a practical guide for the investors and the entrepreneurs they find. Well, Ken, one of the areas that you discuss in the book is, and it's such great advice, that an entrepreneur, you know, his mind is all over the place. He's excited. He's passionate. Okay. But you have in there, and I'll go through some of the points and then maybe you can elaborate. Recognize venture capitalists' needs. You must, number one, provide a unique idea that can make a lot of money. Number two, be willing to give up substantial ownership share to compensate the VC for substantial risk. Number three, want and be able to build a highly profitable, and you write straight up, $50 to $100 million company within 5 to 10 years. Number four, be willing to accept and work with the venture capitalist as a partner. And number five, be able to provide the VC with a viable exit within 5 to 10 years. That's, you said it straight, but perhaps you could elaborate.
I'd be happy to. What this is all about, ultimately, is what the book is about, what the industry is about, is finding great investment opportunities and bringing them to investors. For the venture capitalist is a little bit like a marriage broker, in a sense, needing to bring people together from both sides of the transaction, as well as a marriage counselor, keeping everybody happy as inevitably, you know, potholes are found along the way.
What
it's all about ultimately is the venture capitalist is dealing with high risk. Anytime you have new ventures, they are risky. I mean, people, obviously the entrepreneurs have a passion. They all believe their venture will succeed, will be a home run. The reality is roughly 15 to 20% of ventures that are able to secure venture capital money ultimately succeed and deliver some return to their investors. Maybe 10% in total are the ones that really make the difference and deliver a lot of money. So, you know, you first have to convince the venture capitalist that you have an idea that's sufficiently unique with great enough potential that it has a shot at winning in the marketplace. One way to think about it is, you know, is your venture 50% lower cost or 50% more effective or, you know, some quantum leap over what's in the market today? Even better if it's all new and completely addresses a problem that's never been addressed before. The next point then is you do need to be willing to give up a good portion of the ownership of your venture. Typically the venture capitalist will have a minority of the venture, but nevertheless, I mean, people don't, they struggle with this. When you speak with entrepreneurs, they would say, you know, why doesn't this venture capitalist believe I'm going to win? And surely the rate of return on investment that he expects is so great. And, you know, the answer is it's because most of them fail. So the risk is just very much inherent. Your venture needs to be able to have the potential to become a big company. The market potential has to be great enough. Unless you believe that you can build a business to at least $50 to $100 million in revenue and with substantial profit margins, the venture capitalist is not going to be interested. Need to be able to do that typically within 5 to 10 years. There are times when ventures will continue to go even longer than that before they exit. But at the end of the day, the venture capitalist doesn't make money until he or she can sell their share of the venture to the outside world. And so as you go in, you know, money's not to be made until the venture can exit. So you really need to have enough of a handle that this business can reach the goal line within 5 to 10 years. Sometimes that's done through an initial public offering. Sometimes it's done through a sale to a larger company. And frankly, I mean, one of the things that we would look for is there a natural market of buyers for this company? Because the initial public offering process is by nature a highly volatile and risky, uncertain path. Whereas if there's something that you can identify right up front, here are the companies that should be very interested in buying this, that gives you a big head start on things. You need to be willing to accept the venture capitalist as a partner. And that, again, is a tough emotional thing to do. Entrepreneurs by nature they're passionate. They believe in their product, and they believe that they know more about it than anybody else. And the reality is they probably do. But what they don't have is all of the experience and perhaps a little bit more dispassionate objectivity to be able to identify the bumps in the road, to be able to see when you need to make a strategic change or a strategic pivot. You may have a wonderful idea, but the market may evolve or take steps, or you may learn things about your consumers that take you in slightly different avenues. My co-author, Len Batterson, who has been a career venture capitalist and an extraordinarily successful one for 35 years now, I mean, he can regale people with cases where a business really did have to take a different turn. The most notable one for him is AOL. AOL, for those who are too young to remember this, America Online,
right,
was really the pioneer in bringing the internet into people's homes. The company actually started with its founder having expertise in modem technology, and initially started as the vision was to have a modem that could deal with games and video games in the home and receiving games over the internet. That didn't make it, but along the way it was recognized that the whole phenomenon of the internet, of email, was on the path to happening. And, you know, the strategic direction of the company was changed to take advantage of that. For those of us who are old enough to remember, we used to, with AOL, we would receive a disc in the
mail.
That's
right. And those,
put it into the,
that's
you know,
right, those metal clamshell cases.
That's right. And you'd have to dial up on your phone,
right,
go through your telephone. I mean, back in the early days of the internet.
That's right.
I mean, I remember at times, you know, I'd be home over the weekend, I'd want to go through email, and I'd have to go dial up and go away for an hour and a half while it downloaded everything onto my computer. And I would prepare responses to emails, and then, you know, I would upload. It would be an hour and a half for everything to be sent out. But that was the birth of broad usage of the internet, and phenomenally successful. AOL, which could have gone down the tubes with failure, in fact, got redirected and ultimately built a value of in excess of $300 billion. You know, you don't need too many of those to have an awfully lucrative career. Right. So, the venture capitalists need to be accepted as partners, because that's the only way they're going to be able to use their experience, their connections, to help the venture to optimize and maximize its potential.
And Ken, this leads me to the next question, which is also covered in your book, and that is, how important is it to respect the venture capitalist, what we call due diligence process?
I mean, that is really respecting the due diligence process and taking it seriously is just, it's absolutely essential. It's essential for a number of reasons. First off, the successful venture capitalist typically will look at least 100 ventures for everyone that he or she chooses to have their firm invest in.
Wow.
They're looking at potential, they're screening along the way, but ultimately a lot of questions need to be asked. Oftentimes those questions might seem pretty elementary, but a part of the drill is making sure that the entrepreneur has a crystal clear vision, a strategy, and an understanding of what it's going to take to reach the goal line and deliver a return to investors. It's also essential to take due diligence in the process very seriously, because, again, that will show a respect and acceptance of the venture capitalist as a partner in the venture. If somebody does not take that seriously, they're likely not to be willing to accept and take seriously the needs of the venture capitalist, the inputs that the venture capitalist can offer, and perhaps even ultimately their ability to deal with a board of directors, because as ventures grow, you do need outside review, outside voices and inputs. And that entrepreneur needs to be able to deal with those realities. So it's critical that they take due diligence very, very seriously, as just, it offers us a sign that they're ready to take on partners and that they have the vision, the clarity of thinking, that they have the team that can get them to move along. A part of the due diligence process is giving the venture capitalist the opportunity to meet not only the founding entrepreneur, but the initial team that this person has to help them to develop further and build this venture. So just lots of reasons why that is just an essential part of the process that, for the entrepreneur and for the venture capitalist.
And as you pointed out, a typical entrepreneur is very passionate, takes it very personal, and your advice is basically, hey, listen, respect the VC's questions. Don't get personal, don't get bent out of shape, as we refer to it. He's trying to help you.
Exactly. I mean, he's trying to help his investors on the one hand to make sure that he does not make a mistake.
Right.
And on the other hand, he wants to be able to help the entrepreneur, because at the end of the day, that will increase substantially the likelihood of success for the entrepreneur.
Yeah. I'm going to say something which seems obvious, but if someone goes through the process and he gets rejected, it was still a tremendous gain for the entrepreneur.
Well, it is because they learn, they can learn along the way. Hopefully, and I think that most venture capitalists get pretty good marks on this. Hopefully the venture capitalist, if and when he or she rejects an opportunity, will, particularly if they've gotten to the due diligence stage, because not every venture opportunity gets to due diligence, only a small fraction do. But if you're going to go through that process, hopefully that person will indicate why they've chosen to step away from a venture. Sometimes it's just simply too early, not clear, not the market's not clear enough, or even the entrepreneur's views and development path are not clear enough. So there are times when a venture may be rejected, but rejected with a, you know, don't feel like we'll never be interested, but we're not ready yet. There's more that we need to learn. There's more that we need to learn from the marketplace and from your own development until we're ready to invest. So there might be a time when the entrepreneur moves on to other potential sources of capital, whether it's angel investors or whether it's other venture capital firms, and the firm that didn't bite the first time may be willing to come back later on.
My guest this evening is none other than Ken Freeman. He wrote the book Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, along with Len Batterson, who has 3.5 decades of experience and was one of the people behind AOL. In fact, Steve Case gave a very beautiful testimonial here. I'll read it. Len Batterson was a founding investor in AOL and helped make the internet part of everyday life. Building Wealth Through Venture Capital is essential reading for budding entrepreneurs seeking venture capital and for investors who want to lead in the internet's third wave. So they're being gracious enough. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. Everyone else, you could just go online, just type in Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, of course, either Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's a Wiley publication, so it's out there. For that one lucky listener, all you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, that's MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win it. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest, my amazing guest this evening, Ken Freeman. He wrote the book, along with Len Batterson, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, a practical guide for investors and the entrepreneurs they fund. Now, folks, this is a Wiley publication. It's under 200 pages, roughly 200 pages. And it's actually, surprisingly, a very easy read. You would think something about, you know, VCs and from both perspectives, from the entrepreneurs who pitch VCs and advice for VCs on what they should be looking for in a great deal. It's all covered in this book, and the book is a very easy read. It's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you know, all over. One lucky listener is going to win it by texting MYB to 64600. MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. Ken, thank you for taking of your precious time for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's very special. If I may, I'm going to jump into the book, page 52 and 53. You start here, Buffett's Real Rules. Now, it seems that this entire chapter here, chapter 5, Venture Capital Investment versus Buffett's Real Rules of Investment. And you know what? I think for the purpose of really providing great value to the listeners, and actually let me also clarify, this portion of the interview I want to focus from the other side, meaning how VCs should look at and find great deals and all the advice of VCs. So rule number one, what I'll do is I'll read each rule and then maybe give me just a quick, you know, your perspective on that. Buy at low to fair prices. Don't overpay.
That has been a hallmark of Warren Buffett's investment philosophy over time, but that's also a hallmark of, our investment philosophy. When I say our, I really am talking primarily about my co-author, Len Batterson, mm-hmm. With his 35-year venture capital career. We simply are not interested in investments that are too costly. And what do I mean by that? We invest in early stages before the valuations have gone sky high. Frankly, we are skeptical about some of the best known ventures out there today whose valuations have gone so high that we say, why would an investor want to buy at such high prices? I'll give you the classic example is Uber. Mm-hmm. Uber's fundraisings eventually got them to where the value of a share of stock basically was set with the assumption that the company was valued at $68 billion. We look at what's required for a company to be worth that kind of money and what kind of profits and positive cash flow they have to generate and say, that doesn't feel like a very good bet for us. And in fact, most recently, Uber received a substantial investment from a Asian investment company called SoftBank, and SoftBank basically bought in at far lower than a $68 billion valuation. So people who bought in that last round before SoftBank jumped in, they've already lost money. So we believe in you buy at low to fair prices. I mean, it's a cliche, buy low, sell high. We want to buy low. We want to buy when things are early enough and valuations are low enough. Mm.
And rule number two, invest in companies with vigilant leadership.
That is absolutely key. I mean, Buffett has always said that one of the key things he looks at in making investments is how does he feel about the management? Do they manage the business like owners? Are they worried about the details? Are they worried about how they're going to make money? We feel the exact same way. One of the key things when we go through the due diligence process with entrepreneurs seeking funds is basically trying to get as good an evaluation as we can of the founder, the entrepreneur, and the management team. There's an expression in this industry that says very early on, the key is really the jockey, the one riding the horse. The ability of the horse gets more and more important as you go further along, but at first it's really about people and who you have confidence in investing in.
Mm. Number three, invest in business you understand.
This is an interesting one. because in a sense, I mean, venture capital is all about, or oftentimes is about, investing in new technologies, but you still, you want to look for ventures in industries that you understand, that you have some exposure to. Interesting for Warren Buffett, early on, that meant that he was not interested in investing in technology companies. He has since brought on board important lieutenants in his his Berkshire Hathaway organization,
right,
that do have the experience there. And so they are starting to invest now in technology businesses that they didn't before. But, you know, the classic example, he was willing to invest in new technologies like solar energy and wind power, not because necessarily he knew the technology that well, but because he understood the concept of capital investment and predictable long-term cash flows from that investment. So, you know, when in terms of saying you understand the business, it might be the technology, the industry, or it might be just the way the business model works, but you want to make sure you understand it. What that means for the firm that I serve and that Len Batterson runs today, V Capital, is that we have individuals working with us, both employees as well as advisory board members, with expertise in different industries, so we can get the expert perspectives that are needed.
Number four, invest in companies with solid long-term prospects. Buy and hold.
Boy, I'll tell you, that has been key to Warren Buffett's success.
Yep.
You know, as he always says, you know, when you see investors out there that are greedy, you better be afraid and run for the hills. When they're very fearful, that's when you want to jump in. You know, I mean, successful investing is all about finding the right long-term prospects and buying and holding. Inevitably, investors that try to time things and very active in trading tend not to do as well. That is inherently a part of venture capital investing, because you are investing in businesses that you don't expect to be able to get a return from for 5 to 10 years.
Right.
So these are not liquid assets. It's not like we're going to invest in this company and 6 months from now we'll sell our share of the company to somebody else. No, there generally is not a market for that. So, you know, you really do get in with a buy and hold mentality that says, you know, we're in this until this company is ready to go public, be sold to another larger company, etc.
Number five, don't shy away from revolutionary investments. Just be sure you understand them.
That, you know, that gets again to the point I was raising before about investing in businesses you understand. Yeah. And you know, there can be revolutionary technology. And again, the, you know, Buffett's invest in things like solar and wind power is a great example. They were revolutionary technologies, but the essence of capital investment leading to a predictable long-term return is fundamental to his understanding of business. You know, it's the same for us in venture capital, in that hopefully the technologies really are revolutionary. But again, they're revolutionary to bring answers and address needs in industries and dealing with problems that we understand. And ideally as well, the business models are ones that we can understand. So, you know, I mean, hopefully when you invest in new cancer treatment drug, hopefully that is a new technology that's going to make a world of difference. And we invest in those kinds of things. But we have to understand the market they operate in. We have to understand the FDA regulations and what that means, what it will take at each stage in going through clinical trials. And, you know, there are analogous requirements along the way in other industries.
My guest this evening is none other than Ken Freeman. He wrote the book, which is co-authored by Len Batterson. who leads V Capital. The book is called Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, a practical guide for investors and the entrepreneurs they find. It's a very easy read. It's heavy in terms of its content, but it's not a hard read. It's written really, Ken, it's an outstanding job, really. I know in the parts that I leaf through, it's like easy, it's clear, and it's not like, you know, one of these heavy college textbooks. It's just straight up, like good straight up advice. And under 200 pages, and the way you broke it up between the investors and the people seeking the investments. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of this book, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to get it. Otherwise, you can get it, of course, at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, etc., any other place that you purchase your books. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on. We'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and, of course, coming to you around the world on the 77 WABC app. And many others are tuned in online at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest is none other than Ken Freeman. He wrote the book along with Len Batterson, Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, a practical guide for investors and the entrepreneurs they fund. One lucky listener is going to win a copy, an autographed hardcover copy of this amazing book. It's worth every dollar. Go out and buy it. But one lucky listener is going to be very lucky and win it. All you have to do is send a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB. Again, put in MYB, 64600. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. Everyone else could be very lucky by going out and buying it. Ken, you're together with Len Batterson at V Capital. How could people find out more information about, you know, there's some people out there, hey, you know, maybe I should be pitching them. How could they get in touch with you?
Okay. Thank you, Yitzhak.
Sure.
The best way to find out, to learn about the firm, is simply to go to our website. Very easy. It's www.vcapital.com. That's no spaces in between, V-C-A-P-I-T-A-L, vcapital.com. You know, what you'll find there is it'll give you background information about the firm, about how we're different from other firms, because obviously, you know, marketing success is all about having some important strategic differentiation.
Right, USP.
For us.
Right. Right.
That is, you know, bringing professional venture capital investment management to individual investors. Historically, venture capital has been a field primarily for institutions and for super wealthy individuals. But congressional action and SEC regulations the last few years have opened up the field somewhat to individuals. for us, for example, for B Capital, someone must be an accredited investor according to SEC regulations, which means they must have at least a certain minimum net worth and or income to be able to be allowed to invest with us. But, you know, you can find that information on our website. We're not trying to sell people investments directly online. All the information is there for information accessibility and for just convenience for information. But you'll see there are individuals who are happy to speak with you, to provide expert counsel in terms of investment activity. So again, it's www.vcapital.com.
Now, in the last remaining 2 minutes or so, I first want to get to one other of the rules from the Buffett list. And then, of course, I'm just going to ask you for any final thoughts from your own life experience. But I'm just going to jump on that list to number 10. And this is really great. Minimize your mistakes and learn from the ones you make.
That is that we all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect.
Yeah.
One of the ideas that we have is you want to avoid, if you will, what people call FOMO, fear of missing out.
Right.
This is not a game with called strikes. So the only way you can strike out is if you swing a bunch of times and miss each time.
Right.
But you can wait for your pitch. And so, you know, minimize your mistakes. A part of that is to do your homework, to do the due diligence. So that we are investing in businesses that have the greatest probability of success. Having said that, if I look at track record for our V Capital founder Len Batterson's career, 37% of his investments have delivered a positive return to investors. Now that may not sound great, but think about it. In baseball, if somebody had a .370 batting average, they'd be in the Hall of Fame.
And if I could add, first of all, that's amazing, especially when you said in the light, you said earlier in the show, and I saw it in the book, roughly only 15, sometimes as high as 20% are successful. So 37 is unreal. It's double.
That's right. 37% is a great batting average. And his, and the information's available on our website. His track record over 35 years has been an average gross return to investors of 28% per year. Having said that, some people have done not as well, and some people have done phenomenally greater, because so much of it depends upon the time that people invest in the ventures that they invest in. But, you know, the idea is when you do make a mistake, learn from it. It takes experience to have a successful venture capitalist. There are people who say it probably takes $15 million in investment losses before somebody is really up the learning curve enough to be able to get their batting average up higher. So it's always learn from what you do, but it is important to try to do the homework to avoid or minimize mistakes.
Now, Ken, we're practically out of time, but any final thoughts that you can share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
You know, I think the final thought is it's sort of interesting. I got into this actually because of an interest in investment. I tend to be a value investor.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds kind of crazy for somebody involved in venture capital. But I think it's a lot of what we do is sort of, if you will, the value investment aspect of venture capital. Again, we want to not overpay. We want to get ventures with higher probabilities of success, minimize mistakes, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end of the day, for individuals, if they're interested in investing, it's important that they stay diversified, that they not invest too much of their assets in this asset class, because it is risky, even though on average the returns are stellar. Again, that is the kind of thing that we would try to do if somebody contacted individuals in the firm, is to make sure that they understand that they go into this with their eyes open and approach it in a responsible manner. We don't want anybody to feel like wealth is guaranteed, nor do we want to see anybody risk too much of their assets.
Folks, it's rare to hear someone that is so clear in what he understands and so honest and forthright. Ken Freeman, unreal. He wrote the book Building Wealth Through Venture Capital, A Practical Guide for Investors and the Entrepreneurs They Fund. In fact, I want to remind the listeners, they were very gracious. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed copy of the book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600, and we'll announce the winner in the coming days. In case you're just tuning into the show now, no worries. It will be up by Tuesday morning. On the easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And, of course, it will be there in the podcast section. Well, that wraps up another great show here on 77 WABC. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.